Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus. Become lifting your name on high, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you again, Lord, for this day that we have another time to come together to worship your name and to give you all the glory and all the honor for how you have kept us and how you have helped us through this last week and through the days in our lives, God. We thank you so much for what you have done. Jesus, right now, hallelujah, as we come before the throne, as we yield to the Spirit, we're welcoming the Holy Spirit to come in and do as he sees pleased to do. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come in and do your work right now, in Jesus' name. As we continue, Lord, to praise you, as we continue to look to you for the kingdom work that you've called us to do. Lord, not to lean on our own understanding and not to be caught up in the cares of this world, God. But, Lord, to understand that you want in your kingdom, that this will be done here in earth as it is in heaven. And, Lord, that's what we want, God, in the name of Jesus. That is our desire, even though we have distractions and attractions, God. We bind those things right now in the name of Jesus. Those things are hindering us and stopping us, Lord, that to see what your will is in our life. Lord, you have placed the vision before us. We ask you, Lord, to write the vision and make it plain to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make it plain for each and every one of us, God. You have placed the vision. You have placed an anointing. And God, as we yield to you, God, you show us, God, that you what you have us to do, God. Because you know, Lord, the things and the trials that we're going through, but that would not be an excuse, God, for us. So, God, in the name of Jesus, you help us, God, as we push through. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we are pushing through, God, to know what's happening, the King's will, the King in heaven. To know your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus for our lives. And as you bless your word, your holy word today, and as you anoint your man of God, to bring out your word to us, God. Open our minds to understanding, God. Understanding what the word is saying to us, God. And let it reach down into the very marrow of our bones, God. Let it touch us deep within, God. That it will come alive in us, in our walk, God, and in our talk, God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Spirit, creep over my soul and let
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. All of the gods, they are the words of man. You are the Most High God. There is none like you. All of the gods, oh, they are the words of man. You are the Most High God. And there is none like you. All of the gods, you are the Most High God. Glory.
Lord, come to meet your expectations. Lord, meet our expectation also.
Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. Speak to your people. Lord God, whatever the revelation for the time may be, whatever the need for the revelation may be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just meet them right there in Jesus' mighty name. And God's people say amen.
Amen.
All right, this morning I'm going to talk about priestly prayer. It's not going to be long. It's going to be quite short. And today also we will receive communion. And we will continue from there. Okay. Are you here? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Priestly prayer. Well, this is not a revelation to anyone here, because we all know that the day and the time in which we're living in, the church, or most of the people within the church, have pretty much departed from the foundation of the church itself. And when you listen to prayers that people pray today, from the TV all the way to local church, it's pretty much and much more about God meet my need, God meet my need. But the truth of the matter is, God is not against that. But there's something more that God is expecting rather than God meet my need. If God meet my need is all that you have, then that means your need are far more important than God. Because if God can meet your need, you're going to leave him and go somewhere else where your need can be met. Amen?
Amen.
So, as a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, we must be very careful even in our prayers. Because prayer is not a bad thing. Prayer is something we must do. But what we pray and how we pray come into account. Amen? So, I want to talk about the priestly prayer, because the priestly prayer is where we need to be. That's what we need to be doing. Because what? Let me take you quickly to the book of Exodus first, chapter 19, verse 6, and I'll show you something quickly over there, and we will take it from there. Exodus 19, verse 6. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
He said, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Hey!
Hallelujah.
A kingdom of priests.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There are two revelations in there. I don't know if you get them. The first one is that it's all about the kingdom.
Yeah.
And the second is that we are priests.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
We are priests.
Yeah.
And what is the job of the priest? To stand before God for the people. Amen? The prayer of the priest is much more about the people and what is happening in the kingdom rather than the priest himself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
So the priestly prayer focuses on what is happening in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He said what? You will be what? A kingdom unto me. A kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests. Following Jesus, it's not just, okay, me and him. No, it's a kingdom business. And the second thing is that you are called to be a priest. If that is not something in your head, you will deviate from what God is expecting of you.
Mm-hmm.
So the prayer of a priest must focus on the kingdom. What is the kingdom facing at this time? Persecution. Our brothers and sisters are being killed mercilessly. Hey, our people are under different kind of suffering, whether spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, all kind of stuff are happening within the kingdom. Our people are being imprisoned unjustly. Amen? And the priest, all he has to do is, God, I need to grow beer. Help me grow beer. Oh, we got something better to pray. We got something better to pray. As priests unto God, we have in our hand the business of the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. We have the business of the kingdom. And when you look in the book of Leviticus, in the book of Numbers, and even Exodus, and throughout the Old Testament, you will see that the one of the commandments God gave to the priests is what to do when people are in a certain situation. He commanded them, he commanded the priests to do sacrifice. And how to do the sacrifice? What must be used to do the sacrifice?
Yes.
And about the priest himself standing before God is that when the priest comes and the priest needs forgiveness, hallelujah, the sacrifice must include the priest also at that time for the washing of the priest also.
Yeah.
But besides the washing of the priest himself, there's nothing else in there for the priest to be asking for. Because what? God said, I will be your inheritance. That's what he said to the priest.
Yes. Amen.
For that matter, the priest had no piece of land in the land of Israel. It was divided among the 11 tribes. And the Levites were abandoned when they were sharing the land. Because God said, you will be mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be your inheritance. So as a result of that, when all these things sharing, the priests were just sitting there looking. Because what? God is their inheritance.
Yes.
That call is a calling, people.
Yes.
It's a calling. But does that mean, oh, God is going to give the priest, he didn't give them everything they needed. If you look through the scripture, in fact, the people are supposed to bring the tenth to the priest. Okay? When you go to the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 28, the Aaron, the high priest, supposed to leave on whatever the people bring, the tithe. The tithe is supposed to be for the high priest.
Amen.
Now, when the time came, people of Israel started abandoning the church and stopped paying their tithe. The priest started going out to find work and jobs.
Yes.
So as a result, the temple was abandoned. God wasn't happy. The kingdom went down as a whole. The kingdom went down. Remember, we are about kingdom, and we are called also to be a priest.
Yeah.
So therefore, we must do what the priest is called to do. Now let me bring you here to the New Testament, and I'll show you something. Let's go to the First Peter. First Peter, chapter 2. Let's look at verse 5 first. 1 Peter 2:5. Ye also as lively, some of the verses are living stone. As lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
Holy priesthood. Hallelujah. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Hallelujah. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. What is that spiritual sacrifice that we can offer God? It is not prayer and praise. What else is that? That's it. Prayer and praise. That's it. That is the job of the priest in the time in which we live in. We are to look at the kingdom. Where is the problem of the kingdom? Hey, people are perverted more than ever before. The kingdom is becoming so divided within. It's reckoning within. Ladies and gentlemen, we, the priests, are also surgeons to go down and cut those dead flesh out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, pull the veil up. We are the priests to offer up spiritual sacrifices, but not any kind. It's acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Let me say this to you. Every single truth started with the book of Genesis. Every single truth started with the book of Genesis. Every final revelation ended with the book of Revelation. If you have been told that there is a truth, and you can find a link to it somehow to the book of Genesis, you need to check that truth out. Adam was placed over the garden. He was over the animal.
Yes.
If you take that out of that context and bring it here, he was a priest in the garden to oversee what? The kingdom. What is the kingdom? The garden. God said to Moses, your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I reveal myself to them as El Shaddai. And we wrongly pronounce it El Shaddai. It's not El Shaddai, it's El Shaddai. And he revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you you go to the book of the final revelation, the book of Revelation, he said, I am Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He that was crucified and made alive again. Jesus. The final revelation that was given unto man. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says he exalts his word above what? His name. Mm. And what is the word? Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
So we, the word made us priests. The word made you and me priests.
Now wait, if you know, I prove it, let me take you to the book of Revelation. I'll show you something quickly. Because I'm not going to be long, like I said. Revelation chapter 1. Start with verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, hallelujah,
uh-huh,
and which was, hallelujah, which is to come, hallelujah, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Who is to come? Jesus. Jesus. He said, Messiah, and from Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
who is the faithful witness of the first begotten of the dead. Okay, this is another revelation again. You already point out what I'm saying. You see, earlier in the gospel, Jesus is referred to as the only begotten Son of God. But here in the final revelation, he didn't say that. What does he say? He said, and the first begotten of the dead. The first begotten of the dead. Jesus is no longer the only Son of God. If you pray like that, you're wonderfully praying. Because what? We are also risen from the dead. We died with him.
Yeah.
We was left in the grave with him. We went to hell with him. We came out of the grave with him.
Mm-hmm.
We are also risen from the dead. But he is the first born, mm-hmm, of the dead. Remember, after he came out of the grave, according to the book of Matthew, I believe the 27th chapter, there were saints also that came out of the grave and went into the town.
Hallelujah.
So he was at the front line. Hallelujah. He went. And we followed him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe your spirit was among those who came out of the grave after him. Nobody knows. Only God knows. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus, the first begotten of the dead and the priest of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and had made us kings. Wherever you have kings, you have kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And priests. Hallelujah. The priest had to set the spiritual standard within the kingdom and make sure the rule and the regulations of the kings are carried out as far as the word is concerned.
Hallelujah.
The spiritual aspect, the spiritual well-being of the people within the kingdom, the priest must make sure it's all right. Because when people are not spiritually all right, physically they are not going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So God brings together the kingdom and the priest. And one thing you will realize is that the prophet was not mentioned. The prophet were not mentioned. They came with a constitution and that's it. Now who will maintain the constitution? Who will make sure the constitution is carried out? They are the priests. The long-term survival of the kingdom depends on the job well done by the priests. Hallelujah. That's why we shouldn't be ashamed or afraid of speaking. If the president says, "Oh, I'm going to stand for the third term," he's going to face some He's going to face some stuff. You know, people are going to pull their weapon and get on the street in this country. Because the Constitution said people can have a firearm and even overthrow their government. The provision is made in the Constitution. So to make sure the Constitution is protected, you will find people that will rise and say, it's not going to happen. In the spirit, it's our job as the priest of God to make sure the Constitution is maintained and that everyone obeys it within the kingdom.
Amen.
How do we do it? Not much more than prayer. Prayer. One single person can't really prevent the president if he wants to do certain things. That's the bottom line. But the mass can stand on the will of the president. I believe it was one of the presidents in the 50s, I forgot. I can't remember which one was it. He planned to drop a bomb somewhere. I think in the Vietnam. Wait, it was the 70s, I think. He wanted to drop atomic bomb. And before he would do anything, he went and tested the water. And the public rose against him. And when he told the captain, he said, the waters are rough right now. We can't do that. Because they were advising him to drop atomic bomb in Vietnam. But people say, no, it's not happening. What am I saying? When multiple priests, the mass, rise up and say, no, we will not tolerate this in the kingdom, quickly there will be a solution. It will be resolved. But because we don't have that mass in the kingdom to say, hey, and the mass is actually on the wrong side. And what you'll find is that God can take a job away from someone without stopping the person. God can take him off his payroll and still let you work. That's why, you know, we see preachers still preaching, though the Holy Spirit has been withheld from them. But they're still doing it. They're still going around, they're still doing it. But in the spirit, they are removed off the list of godly preachers. Hallelujah. So as priests, we have the fundamental moral way of duty to make sure the spiritual constitution of our kingdom is carried out and preserved.
Yes.
So what? Our prayers must be changed from God, me, my, more, me, my, to the need of the kingdom. And this is what we don't understand. That when we take care of the kingdom, we will be taken care of. Because one time personally, I had need, but I didn't know I had need. I was the most poorest person on earth. Yeah. From the clothes I put onto my teeth, you won't want to see my mouth. But those times were the time where I thought I was all right. I didn't know I was poor. The time I finally realized that, oh, man, I was in deep, deep, it was over. And I looked back and I saw it. But those were the times where praying with me for the kingdom, even the people I didn't know. Hey! When you pray for the kingdom and people in the kingdom, God will raise up people somewhere because you pray for some people you don't know.
That's
God will raise up somebody that doesn't know you and pray for you.
That's right.
That's how it works. God will raise. We sitting over here praying for the Christians in Nigeria, praying for Kony we have not seen before. Praying for the men and the women and the children that have been killed by ISIS in Iraq and Syria. The Christians that have been in jail in Northern Sudan. And Pastor Saeed in Iran. And the young boy killed because of his faith in Christ in Pakistan, in all these places. We don't know them.
Yes.
But the God that we offer these prayers to, He knows them. But because the eye is taken off your personal need to focus on somebody else within the kingdom, to make sure the kingdom is all right, why don't you think God can raise somebody else somewhere and pray for the faithful Christian in America, and you will be included?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Priestly prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's our duty. It is our duty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So every single revelation is finalized in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody come up with a new revelation, like the Mormon came and said Jesus didn't finish the work, and they had the one that was not finishing, that revelation, there's no way we can really go along with it, because what? The revelation that we have is finalized in the book of Revelation. And there, truth, or whatever they call truth, we can find the beginning of it in the book of Revelation, in the book of Genesis. Therefore, three out of them we have. There's no way you should become a Mormon for any reason. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Let's stand as we pray. Let's pray for it. Let's intercede this morning. We're going to pray the prayer of the priest. Hey, Kandala Yana Manus, Kandala Baba. Pray Christian in Iraq, Christian in Syria, Christian in Libya, Christian in Egypt, Christian in Pakistan, Christian in Nigeria, Christian all over the world that are under persecution for their faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them right now. We send our prayers to covenant. In the name of Jesus, we release the mighty blood of Jesus to protect them against their enemy, to protect them against the spiritual and the physical terrorists. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now. We release the prayer over them. All your people in prison, in Northern Sudan, oh Father, remember them in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of fear over their life, oh God. We paralyze their captors. We paralyze them. We bind them in the name of Jesus. As you bring Paul and Silas out of the prison, so bring them out. As you bring out Peter, so bring them out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that heaven intervene in their lives. We pray that heaven descend into their business. We pray that heaven help them out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the kingdom, for the sanity of the kingdom, for the holiness within the kingdom. Anyone that carry your name over that, but pervert your name, and bring perverseness into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. We pray that you silence his voice. We pray that you take him off the stage in the name of Jesus. And raise up those who speak in your name. Raise up the priests that will focus on the kingdom and pray for your people and intercede for the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning, breaking even the hand of the pursuer, breaking the hand of the arm of the thief, in the name of Jesus. Those coming to steal the health of your people, steal the blessings that you have bestowed upon them, in the name of Jesus, we blind them with the blood, we cripple them, we paralyze them, in the name of Jesus, we release your spirit over your people, that boldness will rise in them, as the spirit of fear is crumbled, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray. We pray for the kingdom. Expand the territory of the kingdom. Even into the land like China, into the land of America, into the land of South Asia, into the land of North Africa, Europe, oh Father, Australia, every island of this earth, let the kingdom be expanded in the name of Jesus. We pray that you refocus the focus of your people, that in the name of Jesus, they will become the pursuers of holiness and truth in the name of Jesus. That those who have pursued money and the things of this world for so long, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the good health of your people.
Yes.
The good health of the sheep of the house.
Yes.
The good health, the sanity of the sheep of the house. You are the shepherd. Oh, Father, and we are your sheep. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the sheep. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba
Shaka. Thank you.
Lord, remember us, your people, the priests that you have ordained for times such as this, the kingdom population, Father. Remember us.
Yes.
Wherever we are, remember us. Whether in the rich or the poor nation, our need is the same. There is a need to have more of you. A need to see you moving mightily in this land. A need to see the outpouring of your spirit and the mighty move of your power. And the restoration of the gift, oh Father, that the eyes of man will be opened, that truth will be embraced, that deceit will be rejected in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you told us in your word to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added. Ah, we believe your word. Because there's no one else to believe but you, Jesus. So we believe your word this morning. And we know that all the rest will be added.
Yes,
that we will receive all the rest in the name of Jesus. That we may continue. That we may be able to move from places to places to spread the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, to have people infected with the gospel of Jesus and to create addicted in the kingdom of God. Those will be addicted with holiness, oh, with Jesus and with his word.
Thank you,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We thank you. Lord, today we remember the cross, your broken body, your blood that was shed. Because of your broken body, Lord, we are healed today. And because of your blood that was shed, we are saved, we are kingdom citizens. We thank you and we bless you. As we eat this cracker and drink this juice, Lord, we remember you. How you take us with you to go on the cross, to go into the grave, to ascend it, to descend it into hell, and come out and break hell wide open, and take us with you to sit in the heavenly places. Oh, our spirit rejoice. Oh, what a gift. Oh, what a gift. Jesus, we thank you, and we bless you this morning. Bless this cracker. Bless these Jews. Fellowship with us this morning. Teach us how to take the communion the proper way to your satisfaction. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Come on, remember the cross.
With my heart of thanksgiving.
Hallelujah. So for the long term continual flow of revelation, the priest must be there to guide the people through. So be that vessel that will be able to receive revelation, not necessarily prophet, I'm not talking about prophet, but priest. Because Ezekiel was a prophet, but he was also a priest. Jeremiah is from the line as well. There were so many prophets that were also from the line of the priest. So Moses himself, he was a prophet, and also from the line of the priest. Amen? Amen. So let's get ourselves to that place. First, consciously you must be aware that you are a priest in the kingdom. If you are not constantly aware of that, that's where you go around forgetting and find yourself in a far place from where you need to be. Well, that being said, you can see those bags out there, they look so intimidating.
They look intimidating.
Yeah, so you're going to be taking one home, and I'm going to show you what is in here. Yeah, they are a little heavy. But if you want to open it, I have this one open. I'm not sure what's there, but if you want to open yours too, I can give you one. Bread of Caesar.